Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, if you want a job in Nevada, we have a lady who has lots of jobs available. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
Well, we'll be talking to Debbie Lassiter, who's the vice president of Allied Nevada, an Elko High grad. And if you want to drive a truck as the size of a house, she's the one to talk to.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Lynn Warney, Bill Uffelman, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Debbie Lassiter. She is Vice President of Environmental Affairs for Allied Nevada Gold Corporation. And normally when we're talking about mining in the Silver State, we're talking about the two major corporations. Your mine, we have a lot of operations across the state, but your mine is not exactly chopped liver. tell us a little bit, if you would, about Hycroft.
Sure. The Hycroft mine is part of is Allied Nevada's one major operating mine in Nevada. Allied Nevada itself has another 100 exploration properties throughout the state, so we're focused in the state. But Hycroft itself is located at the edge of the Black Rock Desert, about 55 miles west of Winnemucca. And the company has 500 employees right now, so yeah, not chopped liver at all.
Right, and it's growing.
It is growing. By the end of the year, we plan to have 700 employees.
So that's pretty amazing. One of the things that we've talked about with Tim Crowley here in terms of the Elko area is housing for the mining industry. You guys are actively involved in this.
Right, because not only do we have those employees and the growing employees, we have contractors because we're in the middle of an expansion. And so we're concerned with Winnemucca, which is the main area where people are going to live. And you're going to have a spike in people in the area, as well as our employees. And so we've got three housing projects right now that we're actively involved in financing, about $25 million in investments in infrastructure, rents, the units themselves.
And will the mining corporation actually make money from this?
No.
No, so it's a break-even kind of proposition?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, somebody was telling me that somebody was trying to put in a housing development in the Winnemucca area, and they were getting a pushback from the Planning Commission. Were you guys getting any pushback, or were you able to move
forward? No, they were fully supportive of everything that we were doing, and we even worked with Humboldt County to build up some infrastructure at the fairgrounds so that everything fit into their master plan.
There's been a lot of controversy in Comstock mining, and they've been dealing with the public there who were just, even though they grew up with the Comstock mine, you'd think they'd be a lot more receptive. But there have been some issues, which Comstock is really working well with the local community. How are you working out with Humboldt County and with the locals who feel impacted by mining in that area?
Well, we've been talking with the city and the county for a very long time since the mine isn't that old, I guess, but for the past 7 years, and as it's been growing, and so we're trying to work with them every step of the way. But now with this big growth spurt, we have more to do, and we'll be actively involved for sure.
Are people feeling a little more inclined to support what's going on in their community because they're seeing the jobs and they're seeing the financial impact versus what the potential environmental issues are?
Yeah, that's what we're feeling, is that it's all about the economy, and we have a really good environmental track record, and we're going to keep it that way.
What kind of gold are you pulling out? Because there's always the discussion about, when the price of gold is high, you go after the most difficult gold to get because it's easier, and then when the price of gold falls, as it potentially could do, then there's easier gold to go after. What's your expansion based on?
Well, this particular deposit doesn't have a lot of, high-grade areas that are easy to go after. It's all, a lower grade disseminated, pretty evenly, and so there's no easy areas to go after. And so it's mostly, I guess there are areas where you wouldn't have to go through, what they call waste. It contains no gold, but we try to do that now while the price is high so that you don't have to do that stripping later on. And so I think that's the best that we can do. So it's mostly capital investment right now that we really look for.
How much are you putting in?
It's $1.2 billion.
Wow.
So what are you expecting to get out? Do you know what your ounces of production will be?
Well, our total reserves right now for gold is about 12.6 million ounces and about, 4.5 million ounces of silver through a 19-year mine life. And we'll be escalating the production on that as we start to build our mill next year.
Okay, so now you're exploring all across the state.
Right.
Are there areas that you feel that you're going to be able to move into in the next few years? Because, for the most part, we keep hearing with the Carlin Trend. And are you part of the Carlin Trend?
No.
It's not. Okay, so it's further east than, further west than that.
We have our own trend.
Right. Which is called?
Have you called it the Allied Nevada
Allied
Trend?
Allied Trend, yeah. Oh, okay. No, we're the only mine in that area.
Okay. But is there no possibility that you could go potentially beyond 19 years?
Oh, absolutely, we could. I think every mine starts out with, a mine life, because you have to look at what you're proven and probable, which means that you've invested highly in the drilling activities, so you have a high confidence based on, simplistically that, your drill spacing is very close. So you know that within this area you have good data, plus you've done a feasibility study. And so that's all really capital intensive and onerous to do, but you're always drilling to look for more, and we're doing the same thing. And so you're stepping out, and then when you get to that same confidence level, you boost your reserves and your mine life keeps increasing. I mean, I worked on the Carlin Trend, and it wasn't scheduled to go 30 years.
Mm-mm.
So that's what you're always doing.
Yeah, I met last week with Ann Carpenter of the Women's Mining Coalition, and we talked about the Carlin Trend and that, how in the 60s they had, they said, oh, we're going to be doing this, and now they are looking at it. It's actually a longer trend. It's longer, up to maybe 40 miles long, and the gold production there is just, it's incredible. So it seems like as you learn more about what you're doing, you're going to find more ways to find more gold out there as well.
Yeah, keep drilling. Keep spending that money to keep looking for more.
All right.
Keep expanding.
Let's take a break. More with Debbie Lassiter, an optimistic person right here. We'll be right back after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Debbie Lassiter, the Vice President of Environmental Affairs for Allied Nevada Gold Corporation. They've got a major mine to the west of Winnemucca. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about was employees. How are you doing as far as employees? Because in Elko County, you know, every other business in town is looking for employees because the mines scoop them all up. Do you have to go in competition with the other mining companies for employees?
Yeah, it's really tight right now. So it's especially when you're trying to ramp up so quickly. Skilled employees in the mining industry, I mean, it's highly competitive, and that's why, you know, the rate of pay has risen so much. I know our company right now, we just looked at what the average, you know, median annual income is, you know, with benefits, and that's $97,000 a year.
Wow.
Very high.
Okay, so you've got high unemployment in the Reno-Carson City area. You've got high unemployment in Las Vegas. What kind of opportunities are there, or what skills should people be getting to become employable in your industry?
Well, mechanics are always in great demand. We do our own training for truck drivers. And we have a big training program and simulators that are coming in for that. If people already have, you know, administrative skills, you know, that there's always that. As far, I think a lot of people already have the skills that are necessary. They should just check into it. And Reno is, you know, in the neighborhood.
Can they just go on your website?
Yeah.
And there's applications there. So, you know, just roughly, I mean, I'm throwing this at you, but how many jobs do you think are potentially available right now?
We're looking for 150 right now, and we're actually over hiring because a lot of times when people come into Winnemucca, maybe they have issues with housing, travel if they don't, you know, if their families don't live in the area. So we account for a little bit of a loss factor there too.
And you would, I would imagine, need people from the construction industry as well.
Yeah, they're highly trained, you know, equipment operators, and you know that they should be looking into mining for sure.
Okay, so viewers and listeners in the Las Vegas area, this is a huge opportunity.
Well, especially in the construction.
And let me just repeat that: $95,000 once you factor in the benefits for the average wage.
So, what's that website again?
AlliedNevada.com.
AlliedNevada.com. Truck drivers. I mean, these aren't your normal trucks, though. Explain some of your trucks, because I think I would probably not even feel. I think the tires are taller than me.
They are.
Oh, Randy, they're taller than me standing on you.
Okay, Oompa Loompas are taller than me, too, but still. So, yeah, these are not your normal kind of trucks, though. So, no wonder you have have simulators for them, but explain some of the equipment that you guys actually, they're driving out there.
Right. I mean, you're driving trucks the size of houses, two-story houses. If you stand next to one of the haul truck tires, you don't even come halfway up onto the tire. And literally when they say that you have to look out over a deck, it's like the deck on your house. So, I mean, you're literally, you know, learning to drive a house. And so safety is really key. And so while it might not be that difficult to actually physically drive it, to drive it safely is a big deal. And but it's you know, fairly easy, you know, if you know how to drive, to do that correctly.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, just give us the website one more time.
AlliedNevada.com.
Okay. One of the things that's interesting, being on the edge of the Black Rock Desert, the first thing I wanted to ask you is how many of your people go to Burning Man, but I decided maybe that's not... Oh, there's a hand up right there.
Well,
you join my wife in that. But one of the things about being close to the Black Rock Desert is, you know, that people go out there for viewing the night sky. You've been involved in a project as part of your operations to make sure that that is kept intact. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Right. So we've gone through, you know, an environmental impact statement, and one of the things that they actually, you know, don't look at is protection of the night sky as a resource. And so we saw that there was a lot of concern, and I'm a user of the Black Rock Desert as well, and so we wanted to protect that. And so we volunteered a program, Night Sky Program. And so we're using the protocols from the International Night Sky Association, and what it does is you're reducing glare from the project. And so Highcroft has been operating, you know, since the 80s. And so, you know, you can see it from, you know, the Burning Man area, at least that far, line of sight. And so in order to protect it, so we're looking at new LED technology, using the protocols from the Night Sky Association, so that, you know, there's no, there's shielding, there's no glow. And I think it's going to be really exciting. We're going to host some astronomical observations during the year and moving forward. So I think it'll be pretty nice. I think one thing I noticed when I was trying to get out to the Burning Man site one year is I always used Highcroft as a beacon. And I don't think that's going to be there anymore. So just a warning, people driving out there, that beacon might not be there anymore. So.
That's probably very important. You know, how much involvement do you have in the community of Winnemucca and Humboldt County?
Well, I mean, we were pretty small to start with, and as far as our involvement goes, you know, we were trying to, you know, make donations here and there, but now we have a more concerted effort as we're growing pretty quickly as far as, you know, funding education programs and, you know, trying to concentrate our money where it's needed most. So we're working with the community leaders to see where that's needed the most.
You know, it's amazing. I remember going to Winnemucca, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and this would have been a dream at that point in time, and now this is just astonishing. And, you know, looking at what's going on in our state, the South still has such high unemployment, and you're begging for workers. So
we
that's
are.
A good thing.
Come on over.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, pleasure to have you on the program. Please come back.
Great.
Okay, we'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30. Newsmakers program, shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Wedding gown preservation for as low as $51. Go to BobbyPages.com for a location near you.
Bobby Pages, Bobby Pages.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
European Fitness Center smashes the competition with $50,000 in new equipment. Zero down, $20 a month, and no hidden fees. Hurry into European Fitness Center. This special offer won't last long.
If Proper Fit is having its winter clearance sale, take advantage of the savings on the entire stock and save up to 70%. If Proper Fit, located in the Old Town Mall.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Uffelman is here, president of the Nevada Bankers Association. Lynn Warney is president of the Nevada State Education Association. And Sean Carey is political columnist with Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine. Pleasure to have you all here. So the headline in the RJ yesterday, I shouldn't be laughing. Nevada legislator Brooks arrested, accused of threatening assembly speaker. And this is Assemblyman Stephen Brooks. Do you recall Mr. Brooks from the last session?
I do.
And
we all
any
do.
Thoughts?
I'll call it a tragedy with a small T. I mean, here you've got somebody, if the allegations are true, you know, he's self-destructing, and that's unfortunate. It's, you know, it shouldn't have happened.
Your thoughts, Len?
You know, he's a terrific guy. I've met with him many times. He's a great supporter of public education, and this is unfortunate. I agree with Bill. You know, if the allegations are true, it is a tragedy, and, you know, we'll see.
I don't recall anything like this in my time following politics in Nevada, although Guy Rocha would probably point out that, you know, people were attacking each other with guns and knives in the legislature in the 1800s.
I was going to say, in the Wild West. I don't think this is going to bode very well for him, because even his responses have been poor. I mean, in his statement to Stephen Sebelius, he said that it was Hirsch, that she's trying to kill me, not him trying to kill her, and he can't be impeached. I know that the LCB is looking at whether or not they still need to seat him, or they could vote him out with a two-thirds majority, but I don't think his career is going to be quite as rosy. I don't think this is going to get him to that Assembly Ways and Means chairmanship that he so deeply covets.
Thought here.
Well, it's interesting. He's a sophomore. I mean, technically, this year is his second term, and this is behavior unbecoming to a legislator, no doubt. I worked with Stephen last session on some tax bills, and I thought he was a very reasonable and nice young man, but I really have to question what happened, and I think it's interesting that I didn't realize chairmanships were so coveted in the legislature, but I guess they really are.
Okay, let's turn our attention to other things. Lynn, your thoughts on the governor's points on education during the State of the State?
You know, he's taken some small steps forward, and at least it's a forward, you know, direction that he is proposing to move. But unfortunately, I think what he is proposing is just going to leave too many of our youngsters behind. You know, he's looking at putting money into Teach for America or, you know, jobs for graduates, both, you know, programs that I think are worthy in some areas. Teach for America does, like, for example, a terrific job with professional development. But what are we going to do to address class sizes in all our high schools? We have the largest class sizes in our high schools in the country. So, you know, we're concerned, step in the right direction, but too small, too many kids left behind.
What else can the teachers union do to help accomplish some of the governor's goals or your own goals? I mean, what are you guys actually doing out there now to really increase graduation rates?
Well, we have an initiative that we're moving forward. It's right now in the Supreme Court. It'll be coming to the legislature either as an initiative petition. That language will be considered then in the first 40 days of the session, or it'll be coming as a bill draft. We really need to look at the tax structure in this state. We've said it now for many sessions. We need to be able to fund education adequately in the state of Nevada so we can provide our youngsters with a level playing field with their peers around the
country. Let's be honest here. Calling it a education initiative when the money's just going into the general fund is a little on the deceptive side, and I think that's what the Supreme Court will be ruling upon, hopefully soon.
You and I'll have to disagree on that, because the petition language says specifically that the revenues raised from the margins tax would be deposited into the distributive school account.
And is that allowed by law? Is that what you guys are contesting, that you can actually put that into that fund?
No, that's not the issue that's before the court. The court is, you know, our opponents have said that there is concern with the way the 200-word, really Twitter-like description of effect is set up. Yeah. So, no.
Okay, that's Bill, issue. Yep. Bill, what are your constituents thinking?
Well, the initiative we actually helped fund the business side of this issue.
The opposition.
Banking is called upon to put an additional $5 million in excess of $5 million to allow Department of Revenue to get up and running to impose the new tax. So we're disproportionately impacted in that respect. But you know, education does need to be fixed in Nevada. The problem I've seen in the time that I've been here, we keep throwing money at it, but it's almost inversely proportional. The more money you put in, it seems like we get a poorer result, and it's unfortunate. And I mean, there's a whole number of factors that would make that better. I don't know that money is necessarily the one that will absolutely make it better.
Lynn, you would like to respond, I'm sure.
Of course. No, the banking would not be disproportionately impacted. The portion of the modified business tax that they already pay and will continue to pay just would be diverted into the implementation of the margins tax that we're proposing. It wouldn't be any additional tax on the banking or financial
community. You raise the rate in the first 2 years on banking.
No, it's not. We'll have to disagree on that one as well.
We currently pay 2, and it's going to 2.24, so yes. That's a 12% increase.
Yeah. Sean, you want to jump into this?
Overall, I think the problem is not only the revenue component. I think there is a problem with the revenue component, but I do think that this system itself needs to be examined and needs to be tightened, because if you have an employee that is underperforming and the standards are not where they need to be, just paying them more is not going to fix it. However, that was what I took away from the governor's remarks, is although I like a lot of what he said and I think he is on the right track, the huge component of funding it still remains to be seen.
Lynn, you get the last word.
Well, you know, Nevada State Education Association has been committed to coming to the table with solutions that will help pave the way for higher student achievement in the state of Nevada. Funding is just a portion of it. We agree with you that ineffective educators should not be allowed to stay in the classroom, and that's why we supported the reforms last legislative session, which are now being played out and implemented through the work of the Teachers and Leaders Council and other groups. We need to look at the tax structure in the state. We don't fund education appropriately, nor other essential services in the state of Nevada.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. Obviously, a lot of people agreeing to disagree on this panel. We'll be right back after this time out.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Live the future. Live the life of independent retirement living, all-inclusive style at Carson Plaza in Carson City. Why continue fending for yourself each day when for the same amount of money or less you're paying to live now, you could be well taken care of with 3 nutritious chef-prepared meals each day, housekeeping, 24-hour live-in managers, and complimentary transportation. Call now, Carson Plaza, 883-1221, 883-1221. Find out how you can move in with up to $1,000 in moving assistance now.
I got a serious burn on today, bro. Deep down in here. Did you get your burn on?
I guess so.
Bros know when they get the burn on.
Maybe here?
No, bro. Bros know. Burn.
And that's why I don't like gyms.
Well, we're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
No gym intimidation, no lunks, just $10 a month. We're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do. I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976. How? By knowing as much or more than doctors hired and paid by insurance companies.
This is what wins cases and gets bigger settlements. When cross-examining their doctors with specific questions, it's important to know the answer before you ask the question.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
As always, you watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, we'll be talking to a small businessman and assemblyman, Ira Hansen.
I'm an expert. Thanks for watching.